I appreciate being here tonight. Brother Randy sent us a text yesterday asking, and I told him, yeah. And I also told him I'd cast my apologies to him for last week. I know when we pulled up the parking lot this time, he was probably glad to see people here. Next time, he'll probably have four or five people calling him just to make sure. But nevertheless, we appreciate being here and appreciate the Lord and what he's done for us. And appreciate the news of Sunday. It goes to prove that God ain't restricted just at one area about things, and he can bless anywhere if people's willing and obedient. He teaches us in his word. He said, if you be willing and obedient, you can eat the good of the land. And I'm afraid that there's a lot of bad things that I'll say we and people are eating about things. But I know if I've ever got anything from the Lord, it's always been good. I appreciate what he's done in my life, just like Daddy was talking about. I've often said, I feel like he's been better to me than he has to anybody. And I said, and I feel so blessed that it almost makes you nervous, just feeling like something just fixing to happen. But things does happen. And we learn who to depend on. We're going to read from some very familiar scripture in chapter 19 of 1 Kings, I don't know if you've ever had I'll just tell you, two or three different kind of thoughts, and I told Lord, I said, ain't no way that that'd go with what you're reading, and it sounds like it kind of contradicts it, I guess, but if the Spirit's involved, it won't ever be contradicted. And y'all know me, I ain't feel like I've much and ain't never got much, but we just like to read this, and then we'll tell you what our thoughts was. We're going to start reading 9th verse. Read down, and this is just right after. Listen, because as a matter of fact, it was read here recently, to be honest with you. And I know that some of you know just how bad the devil fools with you. Tell you it's been read here recently, and they just think yes, and they'll think yeah, but I'll just be honest with you, I cannot help what you think. Now, I can create thoughts in your mind. I'll be honest with you. How I act and what I do, I can make you think something other about me. But if you're doing that of the will of the Lord, you can't help if they think something other outside of that, if that makes any sense at all. But anyway, we're going to read, and we'll go tell you what our thoughts and feelings are. It says, that's Elijah in the cave. It says, and he came thither into a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him. And he said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, slain thy prophets with a sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. And a great strong wind rent the mountains and brake it to pieces, the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there was a voice said unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? That's what we feel like reading. I know we've heard it before a lot of times, but I want to just feel like I've got a thought of not the still small voice. Now, I'm going to read this the way that I'm thinking. I'm not trying to rewrite the Bible. I want you to understand that. But it says, and he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains and brake it to pieces, and the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, but sometimes he is. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake, but sometimes he is. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire, but sometimes he is. That's the thought that keeps crossing my mind, is sometimes he is. You can read through the scripture and you can find to where he was in the wind at certain times. When the children of Israel came to the Red Sea, and it said, and there was an east wind blew all night long. There was no need for a still small voice at that time. They needed a wind. And God was the wind. God sent Elijah a still small voice at that time because that's exactly what he needed at that time. He did not need a wind. He didn't need an earthquake. He didn't need a fire, but he needed that still small voice. But even though at that time he was not in the wind, sometimes he is. There's times that he has been in the earthquakes that has happened in this book. If my memory serves me right, there was two men at one time that was cast in a prison, bound with chains in the deepest part of the prisons. But at that moment in time, when the clock struck midnight, they began to pray. They began to sing. There wasn't no still small voice. There was not a fire. And there was not a wind. But there was an earthquake. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And sometimes he is. Yeah. We get so caught up just that he's a still small voice, and we concentrate solely on that, that we restrict him on what we think he can do. Sometimes we don't need that still small voice. Sometimes, I'll be honest with you, this earth has begun to quake sometimes. Sometimes there's been a fire build up on the inside. Did not Jeremiah say, I'll not say nothing else about him. I will not even speak his name. But he said it was as a fire bound up into my bones. Sometimes he is. He ascended the way that we need it. But a lot of times we just ain't looking for it in the way that he's sending. I used to pray this. In the mornings I get up and I'll pray and I'll say, Lord, I want you to help me today. That's not nothing bad to pray. That's okay. But after a period of time I started thinking about it. I said, sometime during the day he's going to help me, Brother Crafton. He knows what I need. when I need it before I even know anything about it most of the time. So after that, I started praying. I said, Lord, let me recognize the help that you send me. Because there have been a lot of times, we've heard those stories about the helicopter, the boat, and all this, and then God said, I sent it to you. He sent us things through life. A lot of times, we've just shunned it off. We've just looked at it and walked about our business. And the whole time, the Lord's like, I'm trying to help you, son. So I prayed to him. I said, let me recognize the help that you sent. I often think of that little maiden girl over there where I think his name and they had the leprosy. Maiden girl that was actually a slave because she had been brought from her homeland. And one day she told them, Naaman's wife, she said, if the master just would, said, if he'd just go back down to my homeland. The man had help in his own house and he didn't even know it. Sometimes that's what he is. It's not restricted just to a still small voice. Now, I'm grateful for it. Don't get me wrong. I'm grateful that if I can get to that place, I can just hear and it'll do something. But that ain't all he is. The Bible says he's also in the fire. Did not previously where Elijah prayed, and that ain't the only time that he's prayed fire down. Sometimes we feel like the world is just coming at us. He got over there and the old king sent two people out to ask about if he's going to live or not. They didn't no more get down at the end of the driveway when they met a man. Elijah said, you just go back up there and tell him he ain't going to make it. Because God's right here and he's searching everywhere else for help except through the Lord. He said, you just tell him he ain't going to make it. They come back and he said, you back already? He said, well, we met this fella down there. He described it. And you know what? They didn't even have to tell him who it was. And just like the world, he sent men down to get Elijah to make him come up there. Fire came down, burnt the captain up, his men, two times, till the third one come down there and begged for his life. But we always just concentrate on that still, small voice. But sometimes he is. Sometimes he is. And sometimes we don't know that it's even there. We don't know. The Bible said he is a present help in the time of trouble. The present help. We don't have to wait so many days. We don't have to wait so many years. He's a present help. But a lot of times we just don't recognize it. But that's what he is. We get to a place sometimes. We can look back at 9/11, 2001, I think it was. At that moment in time, racism didn't exist. Political parties didn't exist. Nothing else existed except, let's pray, let's pray, let's pray. And you know what one of the things that they said was this? Never forget. Never forget. God brought us together. You say, he sent that? I ain't telling you that, but he was a present help at that time of trouble. So many years down the road, I'm just going to say it this way. We've just slapped him in the face. Going every other direction, everything's back. I'll be honest with you, we're worse on our own selves than what they was on us. Because we ain't took him for what he is. Bible says a nation that forgets God, it speaks about him. But this is also what he said. He said, let's come together. Let's come together. But he may not have been in the fire at that time. It may not have been in the wind. It may not have been in the earthquake. But sometimes He is. Sometimes He is. You can read it all through the Bible. If there's any restriction on what He does, we've done it. We want to talk about what He can do. Well, let's just let Him do. Let Him be what He is. If He needs to be the earthquake at that time, let Him be the earthquake. If He needs to be the fire on the inside, let Him be the fire. He told Moses down there, Moses asked Him, He said, "Who did I tell you sin?" He said, "I am." Just tell Him I am. That covers it all. In other words, just telling Moses, tell Him I ain't restricted. I'm not restricted. The Bible says what's impossible with man is possible with God. But sometimes He is. I know, but I'd like to. There's always a whole lot more. But I ain't just going to ramble on about it. But that's the thought that I've pondered on all day. Is sometimes He is. We want to just look at Him in which He is a loving God. But everybody wants to just see that part. But sometimes He's a wrathful God. I don't think He was smiling at Elijah when He was wanting to talk to him about what you doing here. There's a wrath, and He's that. I could just go on, I can be honest, because sometimes He is. He just ain't that still small voice. But that's what He needed at that time. Sometimes we just need a shaking. Sometimes. I appreciate the news that came Sunday. Me and Mike was talking about it up here. I said, I know the church has been, and we've talked about it even at home beforehand. But I'm glad that He found out just who He was. Just who He was. Brother Randy.